Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. It is opening day in MLB, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. And Rob, it is opening day, but there is a huge NBA game going on right now, and that is Milwaukee and Boston. Milwaukee hosting the Celtics, and the Celtics are putting it on the Bucks early. It's early. They were up 10, now they're up 36-28 in Milwaukee. So this is a big game. Winner of this wins the season series. I think the Bucks will still have, you know, the top seed in the conference, but this would be a good message for Boston to send, because Chris Middleton's playing and he's been playing well, right? He's kind of getting back. You know, last month he's averaged about 19 points, shooting fairly efficiently. And so it looks like he's kind of back to his old self.
And Boston's been scuffling.
Yeah, I mean, not as much as people think, but they just lost to the Wizards. I mean, obviously that's,
I don't know,
just a throwaway game.
It doesn't feel like last year to me, or earlier this year.
Well, I think they're seven. I believe they've won 7 of their last 10. So, like I said, I think that's the thing, Rob. I think it's more about expectations, whereas last year we didn't expect as much. So, you know, this year now our expectations are through the roof. So when they lose, you know, it's like, oh, they're not playing as well. Also think they're not as good defensively as they were under Udoka. And that's, you know, when you're a defensive team that's tenacious on that end, it just does something for your reputation.
There's no doubt. And we're going to do this KD story, Chris. But first, I just want to remind people, Chris and I will have our Major League Baseball picks at the end of the show for the season and who's going to win and make the playoffs in the World Series. So stick around, 6:45 Pacific, 9:45 Eastern for our annual MLB World Series and division winners picks. All right?
All right. And you mentioned Kevin Durant. We're going to talk about him because he spoke with The Athletic this week in an exclusive interview and some eye-popping quotes from KD, Rob. And one of the things he said is this: I don't care about legacy. I used to want to carve out a lane or space in this game for myself that people can remember, but it's become too much of a thing now. It just becomes too much of a focus on other people. What's he done? Comparisons. Before, when we wasn't doing all this debate, you know, we weren't doing all this debating, I cared about it. I'm about to be in the same breath as these top guys. It was big. Nowadays, I truly, truly don't care. I truly just want to go out there and produce, be the best that I could be, go home, hang with my family. That's it. Your thoughts, Ryan?
Sad. First of all, you don't need to say that. You don't need to say it. Like, a legacy will eventually come and put in your work or whatever. But to say that you don't care because it's not going the way you want it to go now or whatever, it doesn't mean that can't change. I could say to KD, go talk to John Elway when he was going through his NFL career, Chris, before his last 2 years when he won the two Super Bowls. Like that, how – am I right? Does anybody look at John Elway as a loser? Right. Nobody. That's how quickly things can change. So to go through it, you shouldn't be worried about it as you go through it. There's ups and downs. Things work out, you know, like you bump your head. Things don't work out. Tom Brady went 10 years without winning, Chris. 10 years. 10 seasons. How do people look at him now? If he was Durant.
Tell me. Look at him now?
Well, I think, you know, if the cheating wasn't involved, maybe I'd look at him differently. But you get my point.
Rob. I think this is a coping mechanism. I really do. Kevin Durant is a student of the game. And not just what I'm doing on the court in this moment, how my jab step is, how my, you know, is my handle as good as it can be? Because he's always talking about, I just want to improve and be the best I can be and improve every, you know, day I go out there and play. He's a student of the game. He's a historian. Rob, you can look on the internet and find Kevin Durant ranking the top five players of all time. It's Jordan, Kobe, Shaq, Olajuwon, and Magic. Now, granted, that was in 2019. Maybe since then is when he's decided he doesn't care about legacy. But my point is, Rob, I think he cares. He gets mad when people talk about what they think he feels, fine. But I would think he cares because he is such a student of the game and the history of the game and things like that. And why I say, Rob, this, I believe this is a coping mechanism. It is because right now I feel like he's taken so many hits, Rob. Let's just face it, right? He was in Oklahoma City and he couldn't win a championship. So he took some hits for that. Then he goes to Golden State, wins the two championships, gets the monkey off his back, is the finals MVP, and then people still say, all-time greats still say, and just regular people, those were easy rings. Clyde Frazier, Rob, said there was an asterisk by his name, his championships. Charles Barkley has said he's not the bus driver. Like, I think, Rob, I think this is really KD just being like, man, I can't win with these guys. And so I'm just going to not even think about it. I'm going to get away from it. I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm not going to read what they say on Twitter or entertain it or get caught up in it. Or even just publicly say, man, I don't care. I don't care what he said, what they said. I don't care about legacy. But here's the thing, Rob, because I think that, like you said, that's sad. I mean, in a sport, like he's not an accountant. He's not, you know, even a writer. And obviously all industries have awards and stuff, but they're not like sports. Like sports, the reason you play is to win. Right? I'm a horrible golfer, Rob. But you know what? I'll never go out there and just hit the ball all over the course. I want to keep score. It's going to be in the 110s and 120s and all, but I want to keep score.
I always say if they're keeping score, I want to win.
Right.
I just like if
we're competitive. He's as competitive, if not more, than we are.
We've all played. If this is just like a family around and you're having a barbecue and you're just hitting a ball, then that's fine. You know,
right.
And we're not keeping score and people are running around. But if we're playing in a game
you're on the
and,
course.
And there's a right and you're keeping and there's a scorecard, I want to win. I want to do what I can.
Absolutely. And so I just think that's what it is, Rob. And you know what? I think that's smart. Because whatever you have to do to keep your peace of mind, we've seen, you know, now Andre Drummond, the latest, talking about he's struggling with mental health issues and he's missing their next game. And, you know, I'm all for KD and anybody else, you know, whatever they have to do to be able to have their peace of mind and not get so caught up in anxiety and what people are saying and having all these voices in your head and things like that. But I think if KD were to win the championship this year, Rob, obviously that would completely change his legacy. His legacy is already great. I mean, yeah, okay, people can say what they want about the quote-unquote easy rings, but he's still viewed as a top 15, 20 player ever. And he still got championships and finals MVPs.
Right.
It wasn't like wealthy beyond his wildest imagination. You know what I mean? Like,
but it wasn't so like he just played. And if he just played, say he played on the Warriors, Chris, and Steph won all the MVPs, then maybe you can buy into people just saying, well, you just tagged along or whatever. He played great. He was voted the MVP in both those years. I would just live with that. You don't have to. Everyone's not going to be on board. I don't understand that. When did we become that world where we think everybody has to be on board? Everybody doesn't have to be on your team. You know, like you don't, Chris.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
This is a generation in everything,
right?
I mean, people can't disagree. Like they want to cancel you if you say something they don't like. That's ridiculous.
I've always been, and I say this just in politics. There was a time where you could vote for somebody. He wasn't your choice, Chris. They became president. And maybe you're not all in lockstep with his policies and his stances right on stuff. But he still was elected to president, and you just kind of live with it. Now it's the end of the world.
Right.
That's the part that I don't get. Like, okay, you know, if enough people don't like his policies, guess what happens, Chris, in 4 years? They vote him out.
Right. Exactly.
They vote him out. So we got to live with it for 4 years, right? And if he doesn't do a good job to get a second term, people will vote him out. And you just have to live with it. He's still the president, and that's it. I didn't vote for George Bush, Chris. But I didn't hate George Bush or think he was the devil. I didn't.
Right. And I think, and I agree with you. And look, the parties were a little closer historically. I mean,
well,
now
it wasn't,
that's
it
the
wasn't
thing.
Extreme on each side.
And I'm going to be honest. I think quickly, it's a tangent for us, but I think you've got extremists on both ends.
No, it's both
the right
sides.
And the left. Like the most Americans, I think, are much closer to the middle nowadays than these parties are. And the parties are so extreme, and the people that run them and lead them, and
every vote is 100% on the side of the party. Like, Like, no matter what it is. Like, no, like since when?
Right.
Since when? All right.
But anyway, Rob, here's the thing. Durant can change that. If he plays, you know, if he the Suns win it, and then he can hopefully enjoy the whole legacy thing. Let me quickly throw this at you, too. He also said this, Rob. He said about, like, he was saying, like, there's a double standard. They're always moving the goalpost, right, when they judge you. I was just thinking out loud. I don't know this, but I'm wondering, Rob, if he meant when he says they're moving the goalpost, do you think he may have meant when LeBron went to Miami, a super team, and won championships, he was praised for it. He won MVPs. When I went and did it, I get, you know, they're easy rings and all that. And now, obviously, the situations are different. He went to a team that had already won a championship and had just been to the finals, had just won 73 games, had just beaten him in the Western Conference Finals. But in principle, they were similar things. I think his path was much easier than LeBron's, but they were somewhat similar in principle. Do you think that may be what he means by moving the goalpost? The reaction being so different than him?
I guess that people have... There were people who were critical of LeBron and everything.
I think there were people critical when he went there. But they weren't... I mean, once he won it, Rob, I thought it was praise all around. Which is why I didn't criticize Durant, because I was like, when he wins it and he may be finals MVP, the same people who were killing him going to be praising him.
Yeah.
And so... LeBron made it probably the fact that they lost their first year made it feel like, oh, it was a tougher road. But they lost because LeBron didn't play well.
Right. That's true.
They were better than Dallas. I mean, all respect to Dirk and old Jason Kidd, but come on. Miami was better than them. If LeBron's LeBron, they win that series. And so I just wonder if that's what he – was thinking about when he mentioned that. But we're going to throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. When KD says he doesn't care about his legacy, is that just a coping mechanism, or what do you think? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Kevin Durant saying he couldn't care less about his legacy. Your thoughts?
All right. Let's kick it off with, let's do Pablo in Wyoming. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, guys. Rob, this must be a beautiful day for you, huh?
You already know it. Come on now. You know
yeah,
it.
USA Network is going to have a showing of A League of Their Own, which is a pretty cool inspirational movie. I don't know if you heard of that. It's a bunch of, during World War II, they had a women's baseball league.
Right. Oh, yeah. A League of Their Own. Yeah, that made a movie.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep.
Madonna in that?
Yeah, that's a must watch.
Yeah, oh yeah. They had a women's baseball league, yep.
Yeah.
So what you got on KD?
I guess I can lean to it. You know, I really don't know much of KD and what's in his head really. I know he's a baller. He will carry a team. He's done it before. But I don't know. I think he's still a big question mark. But thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you, Pablo. We appreciate the call. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, real quick on this. Before I get to the point, hey, Chris, I was watching you today, and I agree with you. I agree with you on Joel Embiid. I've been watching him all year. He looks like 99-01-02 Shaq right about now. That's how dominant he has been, and I agree with you on
the centers. If you include Bob McAdoo, Mark, the only centers to score more points per game than he's doing this year are Wilt and Kareem.
Exactly,
and McAdoo once.
And you made a real quick point about him defensively. We saw probably one of the best finishers we've ever seen in Kyrie Irving get in the lane in the fourth quarter twice, and Kyrie couldn't get to the rim. The best finisher we need in the game because Embiid was standing in there.
And you saw the block he had on Luka too.
Exactly.
Yep.
Makes a difference.
Great point.
Real quick on this, I don't think these young kids, and I include Durant in that, I really don't think they care as much as we do about their legacy. They seem to me more care about what's going on today, the brands that they're building, the cash that they're making, the partying. They don't see it. And I'll give you a kid I think didn't think about it. Ja Morant getting in trouble. I don't think he was thinking about his legacy when he was doing that stuff until something happened. And somebody, hey, man, you're messing up a $200 million thing here in your legacy by what you're doing. They don't think about it like we do.
I do think that younger people, like Ja at his age, I don't think most people at 22 are thinking about their legacy. Now, I do think LeBron James was, and that's one reason he's been so essentially impeccable in his
20 years,
situation. Right.
20 years, yeah. 20 years makes him think
right.
about it.
But I think he came into the league, being around him when he was younger, early in his career, he always was like, had a plan, and with his guys, Maverick and Rich and Randy, like they thought about it, and that's why they've executed so well. But I agree that most people, yeah, myself included at that age, you're not thinking about legacy. But Durant's 34. Like at this point, I think each, you know, I think, like I said, to me, it's a coping mechanism.
But, all right, let's go to Keith in Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, I have two things on KD. One of them, I hope that he stops caring what other people think about him and his legacy, because I think a free Kevin Durant would unleash even more on the NBA. But he's the patron saint of people caring about what he thinks. That's the way I've always pictured him. He just seems to really care about what people think. So I think he's just trying to, like Chris said, have a coping mechanism. And something I've always got in an argument with my boys about, I think Kevin Durant, as far as leading a team to the promised land, is the best number two in the history of the game. I know he's the first scoring option on every team he's on, but as far as leadership goes, I've always treated him as the second best.
He hadn't been a leader. He's not really a leader. He's even said his own admission he's not a leader. I mean, you couldn't that's about as good a number two as you can get. There's no doubt about that. But interesting stuff there with KD. We're going to talk some Kyrie Irving around the corner, and Kerry Kittles will join us later in the hour. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, last night, big game, Philadelphia and Dallas. The 76ers beat the Mavericks 116-108. Mavericks' fifth loss in their last six games, Rob. And they are, they are now, not only are they out of the play-in, Rob, they're 11th in the West, a game behind 10th-seeded OKC. But OKC has the tiebreaker. So they're really might as well be two games behind OKC, Rob, with five remaining. And here's the reality of the situation, Rob. Dallas does not control his destiny. They could win all five of their games coming up and not make the playoffs. It really depends. They need help from the teams in front of them. Now, granted, New Orleans, which plays Denver tonight, has the toughest schedule remaining in the league. They got a tough schedule going forward, so they may fall. But the Mavericks have to keep winning, too, even to take advantage of New Orleans losing. And last night, after yet another loss, Kyrie Irving, and quickly, let me say this, Rob, just to give the whole context. The Mavericks were three games above 500 when they made that trade for Kyrie. They're now three games under 500. And their offensive rating, they were eighth best in the league offensively. Now they're 11th with Kyrie. Their defense is just dropped a little. They were 24th, which was bad. Now they're 25th since Kyrie's been there. So it's just been bad all along. I'm not putting it all on him, but since he got there, things have not worked out. Here he was talking about it last night.
He must have said it quietly.
Oh, we don't have sound? I thought we had sound. All right, we're going to have to read the quote because it was a strong quote. I want to read it, but let me find it here. You got it handy, Rob G? If you have it handy.
Yeah, he has it. Go ahead.
Yeah, he said lot. And actually, in fairness, we did have the sound, but the audio quality was so bad, it was hard for us to play. We listened to it during the update. It wasn't clean. So let me read it to you. I think that now, again, just where we are in the season and where other teams are positioned already, it kind of looks like a bit of a cluster F, to be honest with you, because we're 37-40, and we're trying to fight just to get into the playing game. It's not the expectations I don't think any of us had in that locker room. This is where it gets weird, though. I didn't expect to ask for a trade at that point in the season, talking about with Brooklyn. I wanted to finish out with Brooklyn, finish out with the season that we had going, and I did not get a chance to do that. So some of the goals I had previously this season had to be shifted, and I had to be more willing, which I am, to be flexible and adaptable and live with the results, whether we make the playoffs or not.
It's stuff like this that makes people just go, what?
Like, what are you talking about? Like, 100%. Go ahead.
You asked for the trade. I mean, Rob, is there any reason to think if they did not trade him, I think there's a good chance he just would have sat out.
Right. They once they realized, okay, this is going to be a problem here, let's move on. Because they had won 18 out of 21 and with him and Durant. They were rolling, Chris. They were playing great. Durant gets hurt. They hold the water, right? They didn't go in the tank. They held it together. And then all of a sudden he felt like, okay, I got voted to the All-Star game. I want my money. That's what happened. Right. That's what happened.
Yep. He couldn't exhibit patience. He couldn't play the long game. I mean, that's really what it is. He thought right now, to his credit, he was able to move past that controversy early in the season, right? And like, to your point, right, he got voted onto the All-Star game by the fans. That says a lot when you went through what he did. And they were playing great basketball, 18 of 20, 21 at one point. They were a legitimate contender in the East. And to your point, Rob, he felt like, you know what? Now they should be ready to pay me. No.
Not yet.
Do you know what you've done over the past several years? Just play it out. And Rob, I don't know if Kyrie realizes this or not. I would think that, I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a thoughtful guy. I it's hard for me to believe he hasn't realized this, Rob. He blew it. This season, now, there's still chances left. So if somehow he and Luka put it together and they have a great run in the playoffs, I'll stand corrected. But as things appear today, he blew it. There's no other way to look at it. He was on a better team in Brooklyn. He had a better chance of winning. He had, I think, Rob, a better chance of getting close to the bag he wanted. I don't think the Nets were going to give him, you know, 4 years of a max salary.
Right, but he had, right.
But I think they were probably willing to offer him what most other teams will not. And so now he's in a situation, right? Like, what does the future hold for Kyrie? Like, and I know he's will play in the league. He's still an awesome player. But if you're Dallas and they don't make the play-in, Rob, if you're cute, are you signing him? Resigning him?
Yeah, at a deal. I'm just saying, like that's the issue. Is you say Dallas? What happened to Dallas once he got there? You know, like he becomes a part of the problem, fair or not, Chris?
Right. Right,
fair or
whether
not.
It's really him or
whether
not.
It's reality, I mean,
there's got to be a connection,
right?
Whatever
right.
it is.
Right. Right, he becomes part of the problem, and you have to ask yourself, do we want to do this? Do we really want to do this? It didn't work out. He caused trouble in Brooklyn, and then he went to Dallas, and they went in the tank.
Right. I mean, even Rob, if he didn't, like, even if you took the money out of it, like, it wasn't, he's demanding or wants a max long-term deal. Even if, like, the money wasn't an issue, you still would wonder, should we bring him back? Like, is this good for our team? I think, Rob, if they re-sign him, first of all, that's going to be a heck of a negotiation because Kyrie's still going to want big money. I don't think there's any way they can give him, you know, big money, certainly not long years. It might be a one-year deal or 2 years with the team option for the second year. I could see them potentially, Rob, like bringing him back if the deal is favorable to them financially. Because, you know, it was a quick turnaround and, you know, maybe if you add a few pieces, by all reports, Kyrie's been a good guy. You know, he hadn't been any problems personality-wise. Maybe you'd say we don't have enough time. We'll bring him in, but and that might be just to trade him, Rob, to have him as an asset, you know. But is he going to be tradable? I mean, it's going, if the Lakers don't go for him, it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. And if D'Angelo Russell plays well and they go deep in the playoffs, it's going to be tough for for Kyrie to get with the Lakers or whoever else. So We got Kerry Kittles right around the corner. He's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned is doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Our next guest is a former NBA veteran, now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, former Brooklyn Net, and played in the finals twice.
No, New Jersey Net. Stop it. Yeah, he never
New
played
Jersey
in Brooklyn.
Net, right.
I'm just saying, Kerry, you want X's 16W. Let's call it like it is.
I would have loved to have played in that Barclays Center, but that didn't happen.
No. Chris and I both covered the Nets over there in those days, man. Yes, are you kidding? Yes. I covered the Nets for 3 years with the I covered the Nets when Willis Reed, the late, great Willis Reed, was coach, and Sam Bowie and John Bagley and Dennis Hopson was drafted. All those teams that used to win 17 games a year. It was ugly.
Well, Kerry, let's speaking of the Nets, let's start there. Kyrie talked last night after yet loss with the Mavericks about how he thought he was going to be with the Nets all year, and you know he kind of given an right. He didn't get to finish it up there when he asked for the trade. But Kerry, at least right now if they have a great run in the playoffs, fine. But right now, it looks like Kyrie really blew a good thing with his decision to ask out of Brooklyn. Is that kind of the way you see it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the grass always looks greener when you're in the NBA and things aren't going quite as well as you would like them to go. But when you are the franchise player, the organization has handed over the keys to you, and you have the ball in your hands all the time. You take whatever shot you want. That's a luxury, man, that you just can't take for granted. Now you're going to go to another team. You have to start all over. You got to build camaraderie with your teammates, with a new coaching staff. And now he has to integrate himself into being, right, the Robin to Luka Doncic instead of the Batman that he was with Brooklyn because KD was injured. So the opportunity looks different for him now. He's got to try to finish up strong and get that contract, right? It's all about getting paid. That's why he forced the trade, because he didn't – He wasn't happy with the offer that was being made by the Nets at the time.
Yeah, he probably had a better chance of getting a better offer from the Nets than he does from Dallas.
Right. Like
that certainly looks like the case.
What?
Boston, quickly, Rob, if you don't mind. Boston's up 30 on Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee,
is this something or nothing?
It's not much right now. If they win by 30, Chris, I would say, wow, that's
Let's say they win by 15. You know, but I mean, you know, they're the two teams expected to meet in the Eastern Conference Finals. Is this a game that could, you know, does it get in the heads of the Bucks if they meet them in the conference finals?
At this late in the season, the last 2 weeks of the season, you lose to a rival at home by a big number. You best believe that it sends a message to you that what's coming in the playoffs around the corner, and it's going to be in the back of their minds that they match up against them at some point, which we're all expecting. And it's nice, right? Boston hasn't been playing that great. Right now you're going to go there to and they're all healthy, right? You look at the Bucks lineup tonight. Everyone's in the lineup. Right. I went through the box score. They're all there. And wow, that's a 75-point first half was very, very impressive.
Mm. Let me ask you about the Los Angeles Lakers, and it's the same old story. Which AD are you getting? Are you getting the guy who looks like an MVP or the guy who takes 8 shots and scores 13 points? Can you count on AD to be big the whole way through or not?
I think so. I think he's shown this year when he's been healthy that he's not the old AD from the last couple of years who was really hot and cold. I thought he played a pretty healthy – when he was in the lineup this year, I thought he was pretty consistent. I thought he responded well to the challenges that the new coach has put into place. I mean, he really challenged him to play like the old AD. And you saw that stretch when LeBron was out. I mean, he was as dominant as we've seen him play in more recent years. And I think it can carry over into the postseason. It's a new season, obviously, in the postseason. He's a tough cover for any big in the league with his skill set. And if he's playing aggressive like that, I think the Lakers are going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
Yeah, he said he thinks that they have everything they need. Obviously, they got more shooting. They got length and athleticism defensively. 2 stars with him and LeBron. Like, if they're healthy, can they win the West?
Yeah.
I mean, like, is there a really good chance? Yeah.
There's a really good chance the Lakers can win the West. I think they're a top 3 team in the West when healthy. I really do. I think Reeves is a really underrated player. I think what LeBron does, obviously, he turns into a superhuman in the postseason. Right. And, you know, Schroeder's scrappy. They have some scrappy guys. And so I think they're going to be a tough out in the West, as we've seen, right? Who's been dominant in the West this year? I mean, you can't put your money on Denver to really go through the playoffs and just race through everybody. Memphis has their ups and downs as well. So, you know, Sacramento is young and unproven. Listen, I'm more of a Warriors fan, right, because I think that they have the experience. If Wiggins comes back soon, I think they're going to be a really tough out. And the Lakers, with their experience, with the healthy AD and LeBron, they're my favorite teams in the West.
Today, a straw poll, the final one from ESPN, came out. They polled like 100 of the voters. There's about 130. And they had Embiid slightly ahead. It looks like it could be the closest race in decades between Embiid, Jokic, and Giannis. Who would you give it to if you had a vote right now?
Yeah, I'll give it to Embiid. I'll give the nod to Embiid. I think he's deserved it. I think he's been a really dominant player this year. You know, even defensively, he's been much better on that end of the court. And he's been healthy this year. You know, before we've seen him out the lineup quite a bit, whereas that kind of like bumped him out of the conversation for MVP. This year, he's been much more healthy and he's been really, really consistent. And he's been dominant. I mean, when he's that game he played at Denver, when Jokic, I mean, he was dominant.
Oh, and killed him. And
killed him. And so, you know, listen, he's got to finish strong. He's got to go into the first round at least and continue where he's been playing with carrying the load. And really, I mean, with James Harden, I mean, he's been really excelling there. So I think he's the MVP of the league.
All right. That's our man, Kerry Kittles. Great stuff, man. We
Thank
appreciate you.
I appreciate it, guys. No problem.
Yep. Rob, it's 87-53 Boston. What do you think? Is this something?
No, just one game. Yeah, I can't read into one night and think they figured it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's one night. You have bad nights in the NBA. I don't know what they're shooting. You know, you could just have a horrific shooting night.
Well, the Bucks have had a horrific shooting
night.
Right,
but I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, look, I think these will be the two teams to meet in the conference finals. Is this, you know, Boston, if they hold on, they'll be 2-1 this season against Milwaukee. We remember last year in the playoffs. I don't know. Would it be in their head, in the back of their mind? I doubt it. What were they down 0-2 to the Nets a few years ago? And then they were down 0-2 to Phoenix and obviously came back to win the finals. 1 hour left.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.